Благодарю вас, господин председатель-докладчик. Перейду на английский язык. On Article 22.1, we have a suggestion to bring it closer to the wording of UN Charter, preamble, and a number of articles. That would be to replace promote the establishment, maintenance, and strengthening of with maintain. So that part would read under international law to maintain international peace and security. We have explained previously that for us, the provisions of legally binding instruments are above the soft law instruments, which in this case is the Declaration on the Right to Development. And here we have clear reference to the UN Charter, so it makes sense for us to use the language from the Charter. My attention was drawn to the fact that we states don't have obligations to establish and strengthen international peace. So that's another rationale for our suggestion. And on Article 22.2, we still insist on the deletion of that provision because, again, we don't have such an obligation. The obligation is on non-proliferation and dialogue over. We looked carefully into the commentaries, and we take note of the extensive explanations provided by the expert drafting group. And our conclusion is that that is interpretation. We take note of the fact that the expert drafting group looked into different articles of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and made their own conclusions. Also from the discussions that were taken, they also looked into that treaty in conjunction with the Declaration on the Right to Development. And while we appreciate those efforts, here most of us are not the experts on non-proliferation issues, and we cannot provide full information, or we cannot negotiate a new language on that topic. What I've received from my colleagues from the Capitol dealing with non-proliferation issues is that we cannot accept Article 22.2 as it stands. A compromise for us would be taking the language directly, and again, if necessary, from the legally binding documents on non-proliferation and use the exact wording from those documents. On Article 23.3, we made that comment previously, and unfortunately for us, Article 22.3 contradicts with our national legislation in accordance with our constitution, our national federal acts, and our constitution. The provisions of our constitutions are above our obligations under international law. This change has been made recently, several years ago, but that is the reality, and unfortunately for us, having such a provision in this text is not acceptable. We also need to take note of the fact that there are different legal systems. So that is the rationale for our suggestion to delete that paragraph. And on Article 24.1, we also believe that the latter part is an interpretation of the provisions of the UN Charter. Two different articles of the Charter have been linked, while from our perspective, they're not necessarily linked. So our suggestion is just to stop this article after the matters dealt with in the present convention and delete the last sentence. And on Article 24.2, unfortunately, we cannot agree with the legal commentary on the text that you have provided in the commentary, and we would still insist on the deletion of Article 24.2 because for us it's still an arbitrary review of responsibilities and functions of the United Nations and its specialized agencies, which is reflected in their institutional documents and on which we have agreed in intergovernmental forum. And that these are all of our comments on this cluster of paragraphs. Благодарю вас.